Straight Up with Stassi.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stassi Schroeder.
She's the star of Bravo's Vanderpump Rules.
I'm here to talk about pop culture, reality TV, celeb gossip, relationships.
Stassi's new podcast is a hilarious look at the world and everyone in it.
I want to give my opinion on everything.
And she's never one to hold back on any topic.
Because that's what I do best. Judge.
This is Straight Up with Stassi.
What's up, everyone? You're listening to Straight Up with Stassi. Today's one of the biggest days ever. Why am I sitting next to you?
Lounge or something. You know I don't like physical contact.
It's just kind of weird that we're just like sitting next to each other and just like
because
not looking at each
are
other.
Short.
Okay, I'm gonna like sit on my table so I can look at you, I guess. You guys, today is a huge day. You know why? Because this is my first. How do you describe this? A podcast? Like, you know, I told you guys I have an extra podcast a week, and it's where I do it alone and I'm answering all of your emails or questions. But I'm like, so it's not like my first podcast, but it's like my first ever second podcast that
There's
I'm
gotta
doing.
Be a better way to say
there
that.
Has to be like a better
my
yeah.
first ever. Is this a sequel?
A consistent part, sequel?
Part do?
It's like part do. It's Straight Up with Stassi part do for the first time.
Yeah.
So yeah. I just figured like, okay, I should probably have somebody come and like kick it off with me.
And by that she means her prettiest friend.
or is it just the friend that lives close by?
You shut up. I can walk out that door right now.
So I figured let's have Rachel come on and do like a half an hour with me at first, just to like kick it off. It's like an extravaganza. We're celebrating.
Ooh, I like that.
You know, I'm day two of a hangover, which let me just get into this. So this weekend, Rachel and Kristen, actually, and a lot of people that you know, Jacqueline was in it, and Gabby, I never remember her last name. What is it?
Conti.
Gabby Conti. And I will be having her eventually on my podcast soon. They all had a comedy show. Take that, Ariana. But
stand up and sketch.
Yeah, but can I just say, so we all got there, all of her friends, all of their friends, we got there and it was sold out. We got there 45 minutes early and it was sold out.
We felt awful.
Yeah, you should have. I mean, you ended up getting us in, but like,
but we would have to stand outside for like 30 minutes.
It felt way longer.
It could have been.
I just felt so proud though, because we have like Ariana shitting on y'all's, you know, your comedy career, Kristen's hobby, like, and it's like really shit sold out. And that is what's up.
Yep.
And it was one of the best shows I've seen you guys do.
Thank you. Better than the one you saw me on Wednesday?
Different. But like every time I see you, you just get better and better.
I just fished for a compliment.
And your jokes, shut up. And the way that you tell your jokes, like just get like, just better. I don't know how to describe things in
well,
comedy
lingo. Well, there's
something
lingo. To be said for actually doing comedy several nights a week to be a comedian. Mm-hmm. there's actually doing it is one of the main components of being a comedian.
That's
something that Ariana missed out on.
Yeah, I assumed that.
So that's why that's how you get better.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm great at it, but I do it every day to get better.
It's true. yeah. Well,
it's a small part of it.
Just a
just
little.
Just getting up on stage and actually doing
it
once. Is,
or ever.
Yeah.
Is forever. Actually. Probably the first, yeah. Yeah, just like 10% of it.
Yeah.
You know?
Call me crazy, but.
But I was also really impressed with Kristen.
She did so good.
Kristen was, what do you call that, a host?
Yeah, she did, she did like an SNL style monologue. And so it was a monologue. Mm-hmm. And she had like really funny jokes there. She got like applause breaks.
Yeah, I was like.
She did incredible.
I didn't know, like I know Kristen's funny, but I didn't know that funny.
She was good.
It was like,
and
I felt really proud.
And she seemed so composed on stage because minutes before
she was freaking out.
She wouldn't go up. She was, well, because we were very stressed because of the whole like not letting our friends in thing. So it wasn't a very relaxing like pre-show.
Yeah.
And so she hadn't even got to get like settled in or like have a drink to loosen up or anything. And so when it was her time to go on, she basically had probably just walked in the door again, like from like trying to help people get out. And she was like, I can't do it. So I had to go up and like pretend to do my set. And I was like, God, I don't know if she's going to be ready. And then I hadn't seen her like the couple minutes before she went on, but I just called her up on stage and she walked up like a pro.
Yeah.
Like you would have never known she was nervous. I never know.
Yeah. Like I only knew because you said that.
Yeah.
Like I couldn't believe how composed she was. And she, her like timing was just like on fucking point.
It was hilarious.
Fleekage. Like 150 fucking percent.
I wish we had a video, but I think we're actually going to film some of these sketches that we wrote.
You should.
So that we can like post them places.
Put them on YouTube.
Yeah.
Get 100 million views.
All right.
Do people get 100 million views? Do you remember how I told you that?
What?
No, because at the reunion when Tom and Ariana like, oh, I'm not allowed to talk about this. I don't think it'll air. I don't think Bravo will air this actually, but... When they brought you up at the reunion and they were like...
I don't even know them. Why did they bring you? I know Tom.
I don't know them. Why do they come at me? They're the only ones that ever come at me. So they like brought you up and I'm like, first of all, like you guys shouldn't be talking about somebody who's not here to defend herself. Like that's so classless and weird.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, she does stand up like whatever, whatever. Like what if... Really, Ariana? Like what have you done? Like what if... And Tom's like, shut up. Stassi, she's on a video. Her comedy has 100 million views. And I'm like, does anything have 100 million views? Like, what is this like mystery comedy thing that she did?
Up what it is?
No,
I'm guessing it's like a
Funnier Die.
I think so. I actually haven't even seen it, but I think Kristen told me what it was.
Well, that's great that she's in a Funnier Die sketch. I think that's awesome. But like, you can't say she has 100 million views because she happened to be in something else.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, tell me when she decides.
Did he say her comedy had 100 million views?
He made it sound like that.
Yeah. No, I don't think.
And I'm like, 100 million people don't know who we are.
Amy Schumer has 100 million.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It was so annoying. So I'm like, you know what, Sandy?
Sandy.
Why don't you give me a call,
Sandy T,
when Ariana puts her stand up on YouTube and it gets more than 7 views? Okay. I'm sorry, she doesn't do stand up, so yeah, well, that would be impossible to put. Okay, anyway, so that was a really great night. I'm done talking about the comedy.
Yes.
The comedy scene in Vanderpump Rules.
Yes.
I feel like I've talked it out. And
yeah,
like now I'm gonna start annoying people.
Yeah, we're good.
So I'm
annoyed
to bed
with it for us.
Yeah.
Let's just don't talk about your hangover.
Yeah, well, I drank too much. So I tell you guys all the time, I don't mix my alcohols. And for some reason, Saturday, I felt like I could because I was like waiting an hour and a half in between the categories of alcohol. Like during the day, I had champagne.
Then, the events where alcohol was served.
Yes. And then like an hour and a half later, I went and had 2 margaritas. And then like an hour and a half later, I switched to vodka. And then an hour and a half after that, I like had like wine as a nightcap, thinking like the hour and a half in between them would make it okay.
And you had a half of a bagel.
And a half
all
of
day.
No, I had a bagel.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. It was a whole one.
I had like 4 bites of it. And that's pretty much the other half.
Okay. I had a bagel. And then, but I woke up and I threw up all day long yesterday.
Oh, that's terrible.
When I say it was like the freaking worst, like I can't remember a hangover like this bad. And I woke up again today hungover. So I'm having a little hair of the dog situation. I was supposed to do this podcast yesterday, but I couldn't speak. I couldn't even text people back, which isn't that weird for me because I always have that problem. But it was bad.
Well,
my throat
mix.
Still hurts.
Well, it's also
from
sugar
putting
too.
My fingers down there.
Champagne, wine. You had to make yourself throw up?
I had to like start the process.
Ugh.
Until I started doing it on my own.
Well, bright side, did you lose weight?
I felt skinnier today.
Good. Well,
but then
there's
I
the silver
but
lining.
Then I ate Ben and Jerry's for breakfast.
You
do you want to know
you
what
may
flavors?
Have a pass now. What? Flavors? There was more than one?
Yeah, because I got 2.
What were they?
Half baked and fish food.
Ooh, we have fish food in our fridge right now.
So you know how good it is.
It's delicious.
Yeah. I also ordered Cafe Med pasta yesterday. Threw that up. That wasn't fun. I'll never be able
That's
to eat that again.
Pasta. That's
yeah.
too bad.
Well, I'm a bougie hangover chick. What can I say?
Not
you
McDonald's
know?
For
no
you.
No McDonald's. It was like, no, I want Cafe Med penne pasta with salmon asparagus and a vodka sauce.
That was your favorite one. Now you can't eat it?
Now I feel like I won't
well,
be able to eat it.
Throwing up fish is never good. So.
No.
Yeah.
It really wasn't my favorite.
Ugh.
So, yeah, I was really hungover. I still am. I've decided just now to do like a little hair of the dog situation since I feel like enough time has passed. I used Lyft all weekend long.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I always use Lyft.
I know you do. But like you're the one who like started me on it. And then after my like bad experiences with other companies, I was just like, fuck that. I'm like, ride or die Lyft. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have a special offer for you guys. I'm going to get into what I like about Lyft in a second, but I want to just start it off with my offer since it's the most important. You're going to get $30 towards rides. Do you know what that is? That's basically like getting three free rides, because when you go places, I mean, really, when do you like spend more than like $10 in LA? And Lyft is cheaper than most of the other taxi-ish companies.
I think it is the cheapest.
Yeah, it is. So basically, I'm like giving you guys three free rides because that's $30 towards riding. All you have to do is go to lyft.com/Stassi. That's lyft.com/Stassi. You enter your phone number and you'll get a message to activate your offer. It's my offer. And you're going to get $30 towards riding around. So like, awesome. Listen, if you didn't get your paycheck on time, and you need to like get places this week.
You just feel like getting crazy and getting out there.
Yeah, Stassi.
You want to have a cocktail, not drive back.
Stassi is here to help you alcoholics. I like that is my goal in life, to just like help alcoholics everywhere get to their places safely.
And I think that's admirable.
I think it is too. Let me talk about why I like Lyft as opposed to other ones. They don't really surge. When I get into like other companies' cars, sometimes a $10 ride ends up being $100 because of a surge.
And they bully you into accepting it.
Yeah.
It's very annoying.
You have to accept it. Otherwise, they like want you to like crash and or like drink and drive. I don't get it. So I'm really over the whole surge situation. I always love how like Lyft drivers always tell me that they're like so happy working for Lyft as opposed to the other ones. So I feel like everyone's just like happier overall. It's so easy to use.
Lyft drivers are always nicer too.
They're so much nicer. Mm-hmm. You just have to open the app, tap to request a ride, and right away a driver is going to be on the way. You don't have to find them. They find you. So it's like super, super, super easy. You guys, start using Lyft. Please, Khaleesi's, use Lyft. That's lyft.com/Stassi for my special, exciting offer that you guys only get through this podcast, and get $30 towards your trips. So if you're going not that long of a distance, three free trips. That's how I like to look at it.
That's awesome.
So yeah. So back to my story. Was a little hungover. The most hungover. Now I'm feeling a little better. It's bachelor night.
Yes.
Vanderpump night.
It's your big Vanderpump night.
It is. We got to see what goes down with the whole Katie Stassi situation. But guys, you won't believe what happened to me and Rachel over the weekend.
What happened to us?
I'm gonna remind you what happened to us.
Was I there?
We were at the Grove, and we were walking up to the like, ooh, let's go to the Grove after this. Do you have plans?
No, I'm just going to Katie's at 8.
Well, I can't say. Actually, I will be able to say, because this comes out tomorrow after it aired. I'm going to Katie's at 8 too.
Oh my god!
I haven't been able to talk about the fact that we're friends for now like 8 months.
You've been exiled.
Oh my god! I just feel like I came out of the closet, Rachel. I feel so liberated that this is the first time ever I am being able
to
talk about
coming out party.
It is tonight. Is my tonight as in Monday is my coming out party.
Yeah.
So yeah, Katie and I are friends. Feels really good to say. I'm just going to say it over and over again. Katie and I are friends. I've had to keep it a secret. You know what? I hate that we have to keep so many things secret. Like, you know that after show thing we filmed?
Mm-hmm.
My hair's shorter in it. They know it was just recently filmed. But yeah. They made me say that me and Patrick were still broken up. And I'm like, why are you making me say that? They're like, you know, we want you to stay. Like, we don't want to give anything away. I'm like, Patrick's not on the show. Why does it fucking matter?
But he's on your podcast and stuff.
And he's on my, and I said that too. And they were just like, well, can we just please do this for Bravo? And I'm like, okay. I'm like, but you make me feel like I'm tricking people, and I don't want to trick people.
Yeah.
I want to be able to like be honest.
I think the Katie thing makes sense though, because it was like fairly big reveal.
I do understand the Katie thing
and all that.
But also to keep
like
somebody
you and Patrick
a secret,
break up, getting back together is not a big surprise.
No, it happens every day. But like the Katie thing, it's hard to like keep a friend a secret for like 8 months,
yeah,
when like
true.
You're going on vacations with them.
Cropping them out of photos.
Yeah, I'm getting cropped out of every fucking group photo, and it's annoying.
Yeah. You know? I was asked to take a photo down of all of us once, and I was like, listen, I don't have that many followers, so likely no one's going to see this, but sure, I'll take it down, Bravo.
Was that one of the comedy?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's annoying. But yeah, let's take it back to the Grove. Oh, so in the mood to go to the Grove.
This was some fun. I'm hungry too.
Me too. Because hungry. I threw everything up yesterday. So like now I'm just like ready to go.
Yeah.
So we're walking in the Grove. We're going to the Italian place by the fountain because that's my favorite place to get drinks. And I'm honestly, it's like the best food too.
They have really good food. They have like $3 appetizers. The dip and bread.
Oh.
But still.
Okay. I didn't really notice that, but it's $3. Of course you didn't. I just, no, but I liked it. So we go and we walk to the outside bar area and sit down and I hear somebody go, Stassi. And I turn around. She's like, oh my God, I listen to your podcast. I've emailed you. And I'm like, did I respond? And she's like, you talked about it on your, on the show. Aww. And I'm like, which email was that? And she's like, the one about Ben Higgins. You guys, what are the fucking odds? Remember when I talked about a girl who emailed me being like, I grew up with Ben Higgins. Shout out. Her name's Christina. Shout out.
She's adorable.
So sweet.
She looks like Odette Annabelle.
Yeah.
That was your call. I thought she looked like Jade from The Bachelor too.
She does. She has the same eyes.
Yeah.
But like I see more of Odette.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So remember when I said this girl emailed me, she grew up with Ben and explained that he's like such a great person, all that. So like I talked about her on my podcast and I ran into her. She was on vacation here because they were filming the Women Tell All for The Bachelor on Saturday or Friday or what, Saturday. And so she was here as like moral support for Ben Higgins. And I think she like filmed a segment. So you guys might see her on the Women Tell All. That will be so exciting. And yeah,
she sat and had drinks with us.
Yeah. For
and
like an
Kristen
hour.
Showed up.
Yeah. And Kristen. And it was so much fun. She was so sweet and gave me a little behind the scenes Bachelor gossip, which I don't feel like I can say.
I mean, well, she just says he's a really nice guy.
Yeah, but I was like asking questions, like, you know, the questions that people want to hear. And I'll talk about it once it's over, once The Bachelor's over.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to give a little shout out to her because she was just like so nice.
There was so when you guys were sitting there, you were facing towards her. And so Kristen and I were talking. Did you see the other lady that came up to Kristen? She came up twice.
No.
Okay. So it happened on was it Friday when we went to the Grove? Yeah. Because Saturday was Katie's thing. Okay. So Friday at the Grove, we're all there. Stassi's talking to the girl that she'd emailed, and me and Kristen are talking, and this like adorable woman and her daughter come up, and they go up to Kristen, and they were just like, hey, we just want you to know that like you gotta like take your power back, and we're so proud of you, and if you need anyone to like, you know, beat anyone up, like we're here for you. And it was like really cute or whatever. So then the next day we're at the Beverly Center after Katie's thing. Mm-hmm. And another lady came up to Kristen and said the same thing. Like she has like a following of like people that want to like protect her now.
That want to like beat people up for her. That's so sweet.
It's very sweet. It's very cute.
That's so cute.
Because Kristen always says she doesn't feel like people defend her. Remember she said that the other day that she feels like she always defends herself. And we're like, well, because you're so good at it.
Yeah. But that's true.
She's good at it.
She's good at defending herself. But I feel like that with me. I don't have people really defending me. Now my listeners do.
I mean.
But I've never had people defend me.
That's true. I mean, I guess I only did with Kristen just because I was so shocked I couldn't talk with Ariana. I was just being a wuss. I was having an out-of-body experience.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Like, and I don't know. I also think it's weird to defend yourself if it's something that has to do with like. I don't know, where you're like, I'm really good at this. Like, that always sounds stupid.
Yeah, no, you can't defend yourself.
Yeah,
that sounds
stupid.
Like, if you have to, like, brag about yourself.
Yeah.
Which is how I feel when, oh, my God, this is so annoying, because this is brought up on the reunion, too, when people are like, they were asked, why do you think Stassi came back to the show? And they were like, well, I think she lost all of her friends. I think she was jobless, and I think she was broke. And I'm like, this is when I wish somebody would step in and defend me, because I'm not going to be the type of person to be like,
I have a lot of money.
Yeah, I'm going to be like,
so many people that like me.
I actually like, I work really hard. I have a website and a blog. I have a podcast. Yeah. I'm financially doing okay. And my friends still all really like me too. So like, what the fuck are you talking about?
No one said anything?
No. So I just sat there and was just literally like, I hate when people, you can't defend yourself.
You can't be like,
I am doing well and I do have this. You can't brag about yourself like that. So I literally was just silent. I'm like,
I think it sounds dumb.
Yeah. So I'm like, I'm just gonna let people think that I'm just jobless and poor and friendless, because I can't bring I'm too prideful to like brag and be
it's embarrassing.
Actually, shit's really good, Jax, but thanks for your feedback. You know what I mean? I just couldn't say it.
Now I want to know who said it, but you can't
it
say
it. I think it was Jax. Actually, I think all of them at some, not all of them, a couple of them said it, but he did say it once. And I literally was just like, can you
he said it on the episode.
Can you just
too,
like, so quiet yourself? Yeah. He said it on Yeah, he said it on the show, so I'm not like giving away anything that, you know, there's no spoiler situation going on.
No.
But yeah, that was really cool. Honestly, it's been like a really a weird week because when we went to your comedy show on Wednesday, mm-hmm. Rachel did another comedy show because
she's a comedian.
Because she's a comedian. This joke's never, it's going to start, it's just going to follow you forever. I'm going to like always, okay. Throwback to Ariana all the time. Like,
sorry, we're giving her too much credit.
So, yeah.
And by the way, I this is what a fucking pussy I am. Sorry, Mom, if you listen to this, I'm sorry. I just cussed and you don't like it. Love you. After we started talking about it so much, remember I kept telling you and Kristen, I'm like, no, I kind of feel bad. Like, maybe we shouldn't like say it anymore because I don't want her to feel bullied now.
Well, no, I felt the same way. Like, when I was
such a pussy.
Right when me and Christina finished the podcast last week, she's like, do you want to edit that out? And I'm like, no. You know
You weren't being mean.
I'm not going to feel bad about that because she talks so much shit all the time. She was the meanest one to me at the fucking reunion. I'm like,
well, you and I are wusses.
Fuck that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm not going to edit it out. I'm going to say what I want. Like, she doesn't know me and she's mean to me.
No, that's true. She's mean to me too.
And in every freaking interview, her and Tom just literally just like rip me to shreds. And I'm like, you two are like the two people that don't know me. So I don't care about being mean about her in this situation.
I just never want anyone else to feel sad, but she doesn't care that we feel sad. She doesn't care that she could have, like, let's say people actually paid attention when she discredited my comedy.
Yeah, what if that would have hurt you?
Let's say there was a comedy club owner watching that or something. Like, she used her like national platform of being on a reality show to just discredit someone she doesn't even know, just to either be mean or because she was jealous that she didn't pursue comedy or something. Like, that's really cruel.
When did comedy become like
I don't know,
like the cheerleader in high school? Like, you know what I mean?
Amy,
like,
Schumer made it that way. Maybe
maybe like now it's like so trendy.
I did it before that.
Yeah, oh my gosh. You were like a trendsetter, kind of like I used to brag about how I wore black nails before it was cool, but that's just because I was chubby and gothic.
Oh, that's, well,
but still,
hey, you were trendy.
It was, I was a
I
trendy
guy. Chokers too, and they just came back.
I'm all into chokers now. Like, I just ordered it reminded me of what you were talking about, but it's a gold one, like the black ones that I've been wearing.
Oh, cute.
I'm really excited.
I'm going to order more from your mom. Your mom has a bunch of good ones, but she's going to design some.
Ooh,
ones.
She would love that. You guys,
I talked to her about it.
Check out my mom's Etsy account for Georgie Jewels. Sorry that I promote so much stuff, but like, honestly, it's how I make a living.
I mean, her mom's necklaces are incredible.
Everything that I wear on Vanderpump Rules this season is all my mom. And what Kristen wears on Vanderpump Rules, most of it's my mom's. Mm-hmm. So like, go to it, buy a replica if you want. You know what I mean? I handwrite the notes with my mom if anyone buys something from Etsy. So it's pretty cool.
That is cool.
But yeah, at your comedy show, there were like four or five people that came up to me that normally when people come up to me, they're like, oh my God, you're on Vanderpump Rules. Mm-hmm. But all these girls separately came up to me and they were like, oh my God, I love your podcast.
Yeah.
And I cried.
Well,
it was
so
like a
cute.
Crazy moment where like, oh my God, is like, this is so cool. Like,
that is so cool. I told you when I went, we might have already talked about this on the podcast. When I was doing stand up for the troops overseas, I was in Germany and a girl came up to me and she was like, I think I've heard you on Stassi's podcast. Tell Stassi I love her.
That's it makes me so happy.
So cool.
It's just so amazing. And one of the girls I met, she's a Disney princess.
Oh, cute.
So I'm going to have her on my podcast.
You should.
Because
you love Disney.
I love Disney.
Don't tell her about all the illegal things you do there.
Or should I?
Maybe she'll tell you the ins and outs of how to get away with it.
Yeah, I feel like I'm gonna go hard with it and be like, now what do you do when you have to drink on the job?
She's like, I don't drink on the job.
I feel like she does. If she listens to my podcast, she has to drink on the job. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you don't drink on the job, how can you relate to me?
Good point.
You know? So
or anyone.
So I can't wait to have her on. I'm just going to pick her little Disney brain. You know what I mean? Real fast, you guys. Mac Weldon. Do your guys' boyfriend's underwear situation suck? Because if it does, you guys got to go to macweldon.com because it is the chicest underwear and not even just underwear, socks, like undershirts for men. If you go to the website is so sleek and you feel like it's, I've said this every time I talk about them. It reminds me of like underwear that like James Bond would wear or just like a rich dude. You know what I mean? Like a dude that like has his shit together because like nothing says more about a guy than like his undergarments. I truly believe that. Like, I feel like someone who puts effort into having really nice underwear and socks and undershirts, like, it just says a lot about that person.
It's true.
And that's why I really love Mack Weldon. They're a lifestyle brand from New York. And what's really great about them is they have like this 18-hour jersey where it sits unrolled for 18 hours before it's cut. So like the fit of this underwear is so consistent and it's so much softer. Patrick told me, oh my God, when he did my podcast with me, he's like, oh yeah, when we were in a fight and we like had our little breakup-y thing over the summer, he's like, I used your own code to buy more at
That's hilarious.
At Mack Weldon. And I'm like, oh my God, that is
it's that good.
That's amazing.
Like, I hate Stassi right now, but I'm willing to type her name in just to,
I'm
get,
willing
these
just to get this underwear. And with my little code, Stassi, the code is Stassi. I'm not talking to Stassi. I'm saying the code is Stassi. Listeners get 20% off the entire order. That's amazing because 20% off goes a really freaking long way. If you're thinking of buying like presents for people or for men or for anything, like, buy it in bulk and get like a huge discount on that.
I'm gonna buy some for John.
You really should. It's really nice.
John's bougie like that.
Your boyfriend is so bougie. So yeah, 20% off. Use my code Stassi. That's what's up. You know what I mean? So do we have anything else left to talk about right now? Because I'm about to get into the solo straight up with Stassi situation where I answer these emails.
And I'm going to sit here and drink and watch you do it.
Okay, thank you. Can I just warn everybody? This is going to be a little rough. It's going to be a little rusty. I need you guys all to bear with me because I'm not really used to talking to myself.
I find that very hard to believe. So
you're an ass. So it might not be as good or as entertaining as other episodes. Please be gentle with your feedback. Like, I respond well when, like, I get, like, positive reinforcement, not negative criticism. I've said this to my producers on Vanderpump Rules. I've said this to the people at CBS Radio, but I think they probably thought I was psycho when I said it. Like, Stassi's being a diva? Thinks she's
no,
like
you were
Mariah
just telling
Carey.
Them how to manipulate you.
Yes,
you were like,
I'm
just
literally
tell me
saying,
I'm great and I'll do what you tell me to.
Yes, if you tell it, literally, I am telling every teaching people how to manipulate me. Like, the way that you can get me to do better or to do what I need to do is to just tell me all the good stuff about what I am doing.
Okay, Stassi, you make a really good cocktail. It's like one of the things you're best at, and mine is running a little low.
That was brilliant. And right when I'm done with this, I will get up and I'm going to make you another cocktail.
Good.
Do you want to know what's in it? It's coconut vodka, grapefruit sparkling water, and a splash of like peach soda. So it tastes like a fucking vacation.
It's delicious.
So yeah, again, be nice to me, you guys. I'm really sorry if it's boring, but I'm going to try not to be.
Okay. It'll be great.
So we'll take a break. And then when I come back, I'll be by myself.
Okay.
Bye.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Talking pop culture, reality TV, celebrity gossip, relationships, and more. This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Okay, guys, so here I go. Like I said earlier, this is my first time doing my extra podcast by myself. So again, asking you to bear with me. I've never done this before. I remember when I was approached about doing a podcast, I was told like, oh yeah, you could just do it by yourself. It would be fine. Yeah, no, it's not fine. It's really hard actually to like talk to yourself, if that makes any sense. And I've always been the type of person, to appreciate group efforts. I know that I am better when I have my friends around me. I can, you know, build off of what they say. I come up with new ideas based on what they say. It's so much easier to do a podcast when you have an awesome guest, because if there's a little lull, that's on me. And that's not fun. But anyway, yes, this is exciting. My first ever podcast. Again, just going to announce this. From here on out, I will be having two podcasts a week, one with a guest and one where I am answering my Khaleesi's questions. I get tons of emails from you guys, and I've said I try and write back, but it's really time consuming to read all of them, much less also come up with a response that isn't just like super basic, if you know what I mean. So I figured this would be a great way to address so many of you guys' questions, or when you have topics that you want me to cover. So it's like you guys are my guest instead of having a friend here. So I'm going to get into the first question, and let's see. I feel like I have like 10 questions or whatever. Jenna wrote me a lot of nice stuff, but I'm just going to get to the question part. She says, everything you talk about pertaining to your life and relationships, I completely relate to. I wanted to get some advice on how you handled living with Patrick after such a short time of knowing each other. The rift you talk about, moving from new couple, honeymoon stage to old married couple so quickly, is something I completely get, and want to know if your decisions on your relationship with Patrick, i.e. taking a break, getting separate apartments, restarting your relationship a bit, strengthened or changed your relationship. First of all, excellent question, Jenna. I've talked about my relationship with Patrick openly, I feel like, the whole time during this year that I've had a podcast. And and I forgot to even mention, it's now been, I feel like, a full year. Maybe I'm like a few weeks away to like my 1 year anniversary with Straight Up with Stassi, but it's coming up. Yeah, it was really when Patrick and I met, most of you guys know, I basically was a listener of his, and I kind of like stalked him on Twitter and forced him to meet me, in which case, like, basically he had no choice but to be my boyfriend. So after doing a long distance relationship for like 6 months, I decided to move to New York because I could at the time. And we moved into, well, I moved into his like 300 square foot studio apartment. And let me tell you, that shit is not easy. Like, I just want you to try and like imagine what 300 square feet is like. There are no rooms. The bathroom is basically in the living room. The living room is the kitchen. The kitchen is the bedroom. It's all one. So you don't have a place to go to do like any of your embarrassing shit. And when you get in a fight, you got to walk down to the local Mexican restaurant so you can just get like smashed on margaritas. That's basically what I did. Not to mention, when I lived in New York, it was just during the winter, that 6 months of like wintry hell. So if we got in an argument, I literally would just get bundled up and race, like run through the snow to a Mexican restaurant, the one that was on our street. And I would just like drink margaritas and call my friends from home, from Los Angeles, and just bitch. You know what I mean? And then so after those 6 months, when we decided to move to Los Angeles together, we got an amazing apartment, had tons of space, 2 bedrooms, a loft, 2 bathrooms. But we just felt like, again, we turned into an old married couple. Things weren't exciting. Patrick was just always in his office working, and it felt like when we were around each other, it wasn't special because we were just always around each other. We decided to move into 2 separate apartments, and I have to say, it's been one of my favorite parts of this year. We both are the type of people that like alone time. I really appreciate my alone time. I like decorating my apartment the way that I want it to. I want to be able to do embarrassing things without, you know, I want to watch Kim Kardashian while I gorge on Taco Bell and, like, you know, get hammered, and I don't feel like having anyone judge. You know what I'm saying? So I've really enjoyed it, and plus it gets exciting because I never know if we're gonna go on a date or if he's gonna spend the night. So when I text him and I say, are you spending the night tonight, it's like I get butterflies because it feels like we're just starting the relationship. It's like we pressed reset. I'm not going to say that that works for everybody, because obviously you can't live in separate apartments forever. And a lot of people had said it was the beginning of the end, but I really do have to say that I feel like I've learned so much more about him as a person. And I think the same for him with me by being separate. And it's just been a lot of fun. So listen, if we get married, this is going to be like the last apartment I'm in by myself. So better make that time. Better make it fun. So great question. I do think it strengthened and changed our relationship. It made it better. Not to say we don't fight. We still do. Because I'm still an asshole, and so is he, I guess. You know, It's just life. She also had another question that said, also, I love how you talk so openly about your relationships with your friends. I've experienced a lot of the same backlash you get from friends when you invest in a new relationship a lot. From friends I've had my entire life, whatever. I wanted to know if you could give me some advice on how to deal with it. So what she's talking about is, I've talked about when a girl starts dating a guy, a lot of the times your friendships kind of don't get the same amount of attention. And I think that's like all the time, really, because you're so excited about your new partner and you're doing things together and you kind of, you change yourself a little bit because that's what you do when you get in a relationship. You acquiesce and you try and fit into each other's lives. You make concessions and compromises. And I've never really subscribed to the idea that, like, when someone gets in a relationship, like, oh, she's changing herself. Well, yeah, I think with any relationship, that's, no two people are just going to magically fit together perfectly. You do have to compromise and change yourself a little bit. Not anything that you take pride in. Obviously, don't change yourself completely. But, you know, if your boyfriend likes doing something specific that you're not really into, I think it's sweet when, you know, you kind of take up that hobby. Or, you know, it's just being in a relationship, you have to try and fit together. And I always like to say to friends, like, listen, you might be mad that you're not getting the same attention from your friend anymore because she has a new boyfriend. But then there's going to be a time when you get a new boyfriend and you're acting the same exact way. Every single girl goes through it. So everyone just relax, you know, just take it easy. Thanks, Jenna, for that. Becca said, I'd love to know your favorite makeup products, like nude lip liner, lipstick combos you're loving, bronzer, foundation. Also, where do you like to shop for clothes online? I know such basic questions, but listen, I have to know. I don't think they're basic questions. I like them. Shopping online? I shop everywhere. So let's see. Okay, clothes, revolve.com. The clothes are like cheap-ish. Do you know what I mean? So you don't feel like you're truly spending a fortune, because Shopbop's my favorite, but that can be kind of pricey. Even though I had issues with ASOS, I'm still a fan. As far as like furniture and homeroom and home decor and stuff, I love Wayfair.com and One Kings Lane. My two favorites. Basically, I go to One Kings Lane, and if something's like way too expensive, I just like find a replica in Wayfair. Sorry, One Kings Lane. Listen, it's 2016. Girls got to be on a budget sometimes. I also love tradesy.com, because that's where I've been finding like my designer purses and shoes for like half off, because they're like, they've been worn like one day. I'm like addicted. So like anytime I want something like super expensive, like, I mean like designer, but not for a lot of money, I go there. It's like kind of like how I like calm myself down. I found that like whenever I get upset, I just go on my computer or my shopping apps and I just like look at shoes. I mean, is there anything that can like make you happier than just like looking at like a good pair of shoes? It almost makes me happier than like a cocktail. Psych. Kidding. Nothing makes me happier than a cocktail. Let's see. Lip liners, lipsticks. Okay, you guys, I rotate. Whenever I go to Sephora and I go like twice a week, I always buy a new nude. I do the same thing with bronzer. I like testing them all out. I have so many right now. I'm liking Makeup Forever. I think that I have like 1C and 2C. I like Hourglass is nude. I like, I like so many. You guys follow me on Snapchat, because like I'll start like posting the liners and makeup that I use that day if I'm feeling pretty enough. Bronzers, again, I rotate them all. And foundation, I told you guys this before, that new Sephora airbrush spray can. I've had so many of you guys tweeting me and emailing me about it, about what it is. Sephora, the line Sephora. I'm not talking about a different brand in Sephora. I'm talking Sephora. They have only one foundation that's in a can. That's the one I'm talking about. So you guys need to go and check it out. I'm telling you, use a primer first. And if you spray that shit onto like a damp sponge and use it with a primer, that shit lasts forever. Seriously. I think I went like 10 hours without like retouching my makeup. It was awesome. Okay, someone wrote me, can you please discuss in detail the conversation that you and Tom Schwartz had that was shown on TV and how you reacted to the things he was saying? Thank you in advance. Okay, be well. All right, this was really interesting because Schwartz and I have been really close. I've always loved Schwartz. I've thought of him as a really good friend, even outside of him and Katie's relationship. So when I went to go meet with him and he was so hard on me, I'm telling you that he's the only person, the only man I think I would have allowed to be hard on me like that, because we were close. If somebody else had come at me like that, I would probably would have just been like, okay, fuck this, because you don't know me well enough to talk to me like that. But because we've had a brother-sister relationship, I can appreciate everything that he had to say. And let me tell you guys, that shit was worse than what you saw on TV. Not kidding. It was really, really hard. I walked into that meeting and expected, like, all right, he'll give it to me a little bit, but ultimately, like, I'm hoping it'll be okay. No, it was really, really rough. And granted, he was fair and very eloquent, but it was really rough. I mean, there was even a point in time when he was like, I don't even like your style anymore. And I'm like, what? And like that made me like start sobbing. And everybody thinks that's really funny because that was really what got me. I mean, what? My style is amazing. Like, how can you say that? I mean, I guess my style isn't for everyone. Whatever. I wish I could give you more details about that, but I was wasted. And so I'm pretty sure I don't remember a whole lot of it. But I was really happy to have that conversation. That was like one of the most real moments on television in terms of our show, I feel like. I do want to take a moment to talk about Weebly, because so many of you guys have been emailing me asking how to start a blog. And so this is really important for you guys to listen to. And I truly believe that if you have an idea for a blog, what's the point in not doing it? Because that is the only way that you are going to kind of capitalize on what your hobbies are and what your interests are. And the internet and social media and with all of that around, you know, these ages, I guess, or these years, it's so important to be out there. And I know it's kind of daunting when you're trying to start a website because, I mean, let's be honest, like, I don't know anything about, like, coding online. I, like, can barely work my computer. I have to have, like, the most basic, easy to use computer and phone and all that. I would not know where to begin if I had to make my own website, hence why I'd hired somebody. But at Weebly.com, they have made making websites so freaking simple. And I'm telling you, it's professional quality websites or blogs or even online stores. So if you are thinking of, you know, having an online store, say you want to start selling crystals, I don't know, go to Weebly.com and they literally walk you through everything. Weebly has created for people like with the courage to start their own business and the dream to be their own boss. You don't need to be a web designer. You don't know how to code to create a fantastic website. I was so impressed by how easy it was, and I'm using it to try and make an e-commerce section on my blog. That's something I've been wanting to do for a while. And let me just say, they have an app for this. You could actually make a website on your app, like straight from your phone. You can make a website from your phone. You guys have to go to Weebly.com/straight up because you get a free trial. Seriously. So you get started for free. You can start making your website for free. So that's go there. Weebly.com/straight up, not Stassi. And just check it out. If you've been thinking about doing it, just go and make a website. You don't have to make it live if you don't want to. Don't make it live until it's perfect. Annabelle just started a website called Adderall and Compliments. And she waited and sat on it for so long. And now that it's out there, oh my God, that shit is so funny. I absolutely love it. You guys need to go check it out. Okay, so back to questions. So let's see. Okay, so this is from Jessica Dolly. Okay, so my hubby and I are going to Mexico in a few months and I need some travel tips. I've never traveled like this. What do I wear to the airport? Leggings, jeans, and we have a layover at LAX for 7 hours. Any suggestions on what we can do to burn time? And what time we should be back to the airport to check in? Listen, I love airport style, so that's why I really wanted to answer this. I never wear jeans at the airport because I don't like how they like dig into my love handles. It just like, and I feel like when I sit down, I have to like pull them over like my stomach. It's just like the worst feeling. Like, goals for me is to like feel in shape enough to like enjoy wearing jeans, you know? I'm kind of like a leggings girl, or like pants that have like tons of stretch in them and that are like control top. I'm telling you, control top pants at the airport. Yes, they're the best. I literally wear the same pants every single day, I think. God, that's sad. I feel like they probably smell like Diet Dr. Pepper and ranch dressing. And self-tanner. Can't forget that. So if you're looking for airport advice, I say control top, like leggings-y kind of pants, really cute loafers, or if you're not about loafers, you know, they have ballet flats, or, you know, different types of flats that are chic and cute. Please no tennis shoes. And I always like to just wear like a comfy shirt with like a chic trench. You know, no one can be mad at that. You're comfortable no matter what. You're warm if you get cold. You look put together. Trenches just like make people look like boss bitches. You know what I mean? As far as having a 7-hour layover, I would just leave and go get happy hour. I mean, West Hollywood's kind of far away from LAX, but I love hanging out in WeHo. Venice is close to LAX, and there are tons of places to go in Venice. I'd like go on down to Abbot Kinney, if you know what I mean. But you should probably be back to the airport like 2 hours before. So don't fuck that up. Don't want to miss your flight, you know? Okay, thanks, Jessica. So I have one from Maddie. It says, hi, Stassi. I love listening to your podcast every week. I am super stoked to hear that you will be adding an additional podcast in which you answer questions, etc. I would love for you to talk about your experience on The Amazing Race. I think that would be funny as fuck, because everything you've said about your awkward teenage years always is. Also, thanks for making me feel like my drinking habits are normal. Listen, Maddie, this is why I'm here. I am here to make all my Khaleesi's drinking habits okay. I don't want anyone to feel bad about themselves. I don't want anyone hiding in their closet, taking a shot because they don't want others to judge them. Let your alcoholic flag fly. That's what I say. I mean, I don't like when people are kind of secretive, or like when people are like overly nice and happy and bubbly all the time. I'm like, no, like I need you are the worst. You're one that I need to watch out for, because you're probably like undercover mean and like you're going to explode one day. I like to put my bitch on the table. I like for people to know what to expect from me, and I appreciate that in return. That's how I feel about drinking habits. I like to know what to expect. No hiding shit. Anyway, The Amazing Race. Yeah. Thanks, Dad, for putting the most awkward time in my life on national television for people to Google and screenshot and tweet me with like fat jokes. Cool. When I was 16 years old, my dad came home and was like, they're doing a family edition on The Amazing Race. We're going to make a video and try and apply for it. And I'm like, cool. What's The Amazing Race? He made me watch an episode. I'm like, that seems legit. That seems fun. All right, let's go for it. So we sent in a video like the peasants we were, and got a call back, and then got another call back. And then ultimately we're picked to go on it. Let me just say, it was so much fun, because it is like an adventure, a real life adventure. But it's kind of gross. Like, you can't wear makeup. I guess you can, but I didn't. You sleep in like disgusting quarters. And by quarters, I mean tents sometimes. I know a lot of you guys like camping, but I wouldn't really call myself a nature girl. So sleeping in tents with your family wasn't really the best. God, I wish I had more memories. This is when like having a guest comes in handy, because they can then jog my memory a little bit about things. I just remember being this 16-year-old semi-goth chunky teenager who, when I look back on it, literally looks, I mean, it, their personality looks exactly the same as mine is now. Just bratty. You know what I mean? Bratty all the way. I would say the most fun part of The Amazing Race, though, was when I got eliminated, because when, or back in the day before social media, if you got eliminated from The Amazing Race, they sent you away on a tropical vacation with all the other losers to be sequestered, because they never wanted spoilers to come out about the show. So for 2.5 weeks, I was at this amazing resort in Panama with all the other people that kept losing. So whenever a team would lose, they would come and join us. And I feel like I grew up a little there, honestly, because I was left on my own. My parents let me and my brother do what we want. My first ever boyfriend I met on that show during that time, shout out to him. And we all just had so much fun. Like, I was able to drink, because in Panama you have to be 18, but they don't ask you how old you are. So I was like a 16, 17 year old, just like throwing up all over the place every night because I didn't know how to handle my alcohol. And that was amazingly fun. I have the most vivid memories of that time being sequestered in Panama. I was just like a horny teenager, honestly. Ugh, those were the days. I'm going to try and think of more stories for you guys about The Amazing Race. Maybe I will address that next time. Sorry if that wasn't amusing enough, but it's kind of like all I can remember right now. Okay, thanks, Maddie. Hannah C. Okay, she says, okay, well, she doesn't really use like periods. So I'm trying to figure out when I'm going to. OK, I'm just going to start from the beginning because I can't tell where the sentences stop and start. Saucy, first of all, I love you. You perfect human being. Cool. Thanks. Second of all, excuse my language, even though I know you literally don't care. Third of all, oh, my God, tell me about the ghosts. OK, so my question is, like, when you use an Ouija board, someone corrected me and now I can't remember which one it was. Okay, Ouija board in your apartment, does it open some kind of portal? Don't laugh at me. That's what she said. That basically sends this message to these otherworldly motherfuckers that, like, it's okay for them to just come chill in my house? ? Like, that freaks me out, and I want to know about the dangers. Like, if there's an evil spirit on the board, what the fuck do you do? And if you don't do it right, do they just enter your home? Like, hey, what's up? I live here now. Let me know, girl. I'm so serious. Okay. When I read this email for the first time, I actually laughed out loud. Actually, so many of your emails make me laugh out loud that I'm like, when I respond to a lot of you, I'm like, I normally don't write LOL, but like, I literally just laughed out loud. You guys are always really funny in the way that you write your emails. So I love talking about ghosts. I like talking about spirits. I like talking about the Ouija board. Ouija, God, I wish someone was here right now to tell me how to say it. Oh, wow. This is the thing. Everything that I've researched about doing Ouija boards and everything that, like, people tell me, they basically say that that's like the one way for evil spirits to, like, come into your home and, like, stay there. Granted, that's never happened to me ever or anybody I know. So kind of feel like that's an urban legend. But I do think you should be careful. Because I do have a theory about it. If this really is happening to people where, like, evil spirits are coming in through that portal, I think if you have, like, good intentions with doing an Ouija board or trying to connect to spirits, then I feel like everything's going to be okay. I feel like that must happen to people who are, like, trying to do something, like, not benevolent with their experience. Again, this is my theory, and I am probably 150% wrong, but for real, I mean, I've heard that, like, evil spirits or, like, normal spirits are just like, yeah, this is my house now, hope you're okay with it. I've always wanted to live in a haunted house, so, like, I'm hoping that happens to me eventually. So far, no luck. Like, why don't ghosts like me? I just don't get it. Like, other people have, like, pictures with, like, orbs in it. I've never had one of those. I've never had one photo with an orb next to me. I've done the Ouija board a million times in my apartment. No one's ever decided to stick around. It's like, do I smell? Like, do you not like my vibe? Do you not like the decor in my amazing apartment. Like, what's going on? All I want is for a ghost to like want to be around me. I'm waiting for it. Maybe I should do a podcast live, like while I like live Ouija board, like while I do that live. Does that make sense? Or maybe I'll Periscope it. I think that's not a bad idea. Actually, that's like really not a bad idea. I wish I had a better answer for you, Hannah, but I really don't know the answer. I do know, though, like I've done the Ouija board sometimes when they'll start going to like the thing will start moving to like 66666 or like making the evil infinity sign really fast. Or I also have researched that if all of a sudden you're a little cursor thing starts moving to all the four corners, that so all those three things, the 666, the infinity sign, or if it's moving to the four corners, that means that the spirit is not nice and wants to get into your house or something. And that has happened to me before. But if that happens, you're supposed to just like move the little cursor thing over to goodbye and end it. Now, I'm not saying that it actually works or that's foolproof, but again, no ghost has decided to like sleep next to me in bed at night or like fuck with me. So pretty sure it works. I don't know. Okay. Okay. Now this is a question I've been asked more than I think anything else. Back during the summer when I was at my mom's house, we were talking about this diet shake and everyone's been asking me what it is. Well, I'm here to tell you it doesn't fucking matter because it doesn't work. Let me tell you why it maybe works for people. Because instead of a normal meal, they're drinking this shake. Okay. Well, you could actually just like replace every like a meal with like chocolate milk and I'm pretty sure you'd lose weight. You know what I mean? So my theory is that it's a scam. The only thing I liked about it was that it tastes like Funfetti cake. So that was okay. But I really wouldn't recommend it. It wasn't really that great. I got sick of the Funfetti taste like after literally 5 days. And I'm like, I just can't. You know, I just can't. I'd rather just starve. It's like when Kristen makes broccoli for breakfast. I just can't. I'd rather starve. So if you want a diet, I'll just skip that meal. You know what I mean? Worst advice ever. And I'm actually not here to give like good advice. I'm just here to share my weird theories. Okay. Don't ask about the diet shake anymore, you guys. Totally not worth it. You know what a good way to get in shape is? Working out. Not that I'm a fan of it, but I am a fan of looking chic while I do things, which is why I'm obsessed with Fabletics. I became obsessed with Fabletics because Kate Hudson's my number one. I've said this before. If I could meet anyone, it would be Kate Hudson. She is my celeb crush, my celeb idol, my WCW. I love her. I love it all. She's the best. She can do no wrong. Her beauty is amazing. Her hair is amazing. Her style is amazing. She has the best wardrobe. She's funny as shit. If you guys don't check her Snapchats, you should, because she's like a weirdo and I love it. But she co-founded Fabletics, and that's activewear that is so stylish that it can be worn just like it can be taken from workout to dinner. That's how cute this stuff is. I have a bunch of Fabletics, and sometimes, okay, the days that I work out, which isn't very often, but still, I'll go and work out in their clothes and then throw a leather jacket and like cute heels over it if I'm going to happy hour, and it looks like I put that together on purpose. You guys really need to go check it out, and that's Fabletics.com, because it's workout wear for the woman on the go. Because if you don't have time, that style, their style will take you from the gym to a meeting afterwards or picking up your kids or meeting up with friends. And I love that the website is so easy, because when you go to Fabletics.com, you can take a quick and easy quiz that will allow them to basically recommend outfits that are perfect for your lifestyle and your type of style. So, and even if you don't like their picks, you can shop everything. It's very easy to use. You can shop by outfits or separates. It's a great situation. But now they're announcing the launch of FL2, and that's their companion men's brand, featuring the same top quality active wear to work out, play, and live-in. And new VIP member, there's a new VIP member exclusive on both Fabletics and FL2. And you get a complete outfit for just $25 with free shipping and exchanges. $25. Do you know how expensive like Lululemon and that shit is? So expensive. So go and check out Fabletics. You're a moron if you don't. Okay, so somebody asked me also what I think about the furry nail trend. I loathe it. And sometimes I notice, though, I will like hate a trend. And then like a year and a half later, I like jump on it when it's already old. Like nail art, I feel like it's already been around for so long, but now I'm jumping on it. But I'm really hoping that like I never feel the need to jump on the furry nail trend. Like it freaks me out. I just feel like all this hype about the Bear and the Revenant, you know what I mean? Leonardo DiCaprio, that movie. I feel like they're just wanting to bring fur everywhere. And if someone was gonna like fur nails, it would be me, because I have an obsession with fur. Not real fur, faux fur, but every one of my friends makes fun of me. If you see my apartment, I mean, I have fur accents everywhere, everywhere. I have, when I go to the airport, I have a furry airport weekend bag. I have fur embellished everything. I can't help it. I love it. I love the texture of it. And yeah, it doesn't really belong on your nails because it makes you look like a beast, right? I'm looking at all these photos and I'm like, literally, you look like a beast. Or like, if they're colorful, like I would imagine like trolls, like the toy trolls would like have like furry. It's like your nails look like the top of a troll's head. And just, I can't be sexy. Can you imagine like hooking up with a dude and you're just like, just bite it, you know, people bite their nails or like, you know, whatever, like, you know, just putting your like furry finger in your mouth, like what? Like what if you like are eating a hamburger and like you get grease all over it? Does that mean that like your furry nails are gonna smell like McDonald's for a week? I mean, it's honestly, it needs to go. I can't even believe this is a thing. I can't even believe I'm asking this, answering this question. Oh gosh, please no furry nails. Okay, Tracy Buchanan, how did your separation from P and rock bottom situation contribute to your amplified success? I have to say this is one of the best questions, because I truly believe that like what I experienced this summer and over the last like the year leading up to the summer has made me realize so much, and it's made me happier, if that makes any sense. I had such a hard time with season 3 of Vanderpump Rules, and I didn't talk to anybody for like 10 months. And that was a break that I really truly needed. I needed to get away from everything to appreciate, to find out like what I appreciated. And being at rock bottom and not knowing what you want is truly a blessing sometimes, because it really forced me to look at myself in the mirror and think about the things that I find important and the things that I do want. And with that made me realize that, yeah, there are friendships that I had missed, that I played a huge part in fucking up. And I realized that I do love Vanderpump Rules, and I hustled more on my podcast because I didn't know if I was going to have anything else. And that made me fall in love with doing my podcast even more. Separating from P for a little while over the summer, it gave me so much alone time to really like think and reflect and work harder than I would have if Patrick and I were absolutely happy and fine during that time. So I'm happy that I experienced all of that. It worked out the way that it was supposed to work out, and shit's good now. You know what I mean? So thank you for asking that, Tracy. Okay, let's see. This is a long one, so I'm going to try and figure out too where. Oh, well, she's asking, Amanda is asking, okay, about my breast reduction, because she's saying that she's heard that when you get a breast reduction, you gain weight in other places. First of all, no one told me that. I have never heard that. Otherwise, I would have been really fucking scared to like get a breast reduction. And second of all, no, I haven't gained weight anywhere else. I would be happy to, though, because I'd like to gain weight in my ass. You know, I'm really over this concave situation. I need a little juicing there. I will let you know if I start gaining weight in weird places, though. Could you imagine if I just, like, started gaining weight in, like, my ankles or just something random? Yeah. Okay. Let's see. I feel kind of bad for this one. This girl's name is Madeline, or Madeline, from Sydney, Australia, and her boyfriend of 3.5 years just broke up with her out of nowhere. She says, I was the dominant one in the relationship and was always aware of things we needed to work on. About 2 weeks ago, he came to my house, told me he didn't love me anymore and that he was done. I feel like someone had just punched me in the face. Yeah, that is the worst feeling in the entire world. But she's having a tough time coping because they all have the same friends and he broke up so suddenly. And what is worse is that she says that she's kind of the psycho and he is the saint. So all of her friends are choosing him. That really sucks, honestly. I can kind of relate to this because season one of Vanderpump Rules, when Jax and I broke up, we were part of that, you know, we were part of that group. We like half started that group. It was the six of us. Tom, Katie, Tom, Kristen, me, and Jax. And when Jax and I broke up, it was like, what do we do now? Because it's always just been the six of us. Like, how do you do, like, how do you get out of your normal routine when, like, for years you've done everything together? And that was really hard. And even though I broke up with him and it was not really out of nowhere, my friends still believed Jax about a lot of things because no one knew he was a full-on liar back then. And that was a really, really hard time. Like the most hard time. And what I would recommend to anybody who's going through this where they feel like they don't have their friends and their friends are siding with the other partner, why don't you just like have a talk with the girls and just say, he broke up with me, so feel bad for me. You know what I mean? I mean, you say that you're the psycho one, but like, what have you really done that's bad? Everyone's a little psycho in relationships. I know I am. I just feel like he's the one that did the breaking up. So you shouldn't be the one that, I don't know, is getting turned on. I hope that helps. I mean, again, I'm not truly like the best at giving advice because I don't have good advice. I just kind of like tell you guys what I feel like I would do. And most of the time, that shit's not always right. So take everything I say with a grain of salt, if you know what I mean. Are any of you guys out there having problems with acne? Because, or are you having problems with health insurance, or are you having problems with finances? Because I have a solution to all three of those things. Curology.com. Yep. It's a website where when you sign up, you get an online consultant. You basically get to work. You get your own little dermatologist and you upload photos of your skin. You write in exactly what your skin is like, skin problems are like. And the person, that the dermatologist that you are matched with, will come up with prescription products for you just from that website. A lot of people can't afford to go to a dermatologist, or you don't have health insurance and it's so expensive, or you don't have time, actually, because we all work and it takes a really long time to find a dermatologist that you vibe with. So that's why I really love Curology.com, because you can do it from your house and it's so easy. And if you ever have questions, you can message your licensed medical professional and ask whatever you want, and they're always there for you. The prescription is shipped straight to you, so you don't have to get in the car and go anywhere. It's just super easy to use and I love convenience. So that's why I love Curology. Today, my listeners get their first month of customized prescription acne treatment for free, F-R-E-E, when they go to Curology.com and enter my code STASI in the lower right-hand corner of your screen. You have nothing to lose, Khaleesi's. That's 30 full days of free medicine for your face. Free. I always say this. If I have a sponsor where, like, shit's free, you better go and sign up, because you're just like wasting time. You know what I mean? So that's Curology.com and my code is STASI. Go figure that out. All right, guys. Well, Well, I just did 40 minutes alone. It wasn't as hard as I thought. But you guys can give me some feedback. Again, it's going to take me a really long time to get the hang of this, just like it took me a while to get the hang of doing a podcast in general. I remember the first like 10 podcasts I did, I would have to stop every 2 seconds because I just didn't really know how to carry on a conversation like that. And I didn't know what people wanted to hear, and I didn't know if it was good. This is how my second podcast is going to be for a while. It's going to be a little rusty. It's not going to be perfect, but I'm here to try hard. I'm here to work hard, and I'm here to connect with you guys. And if I get emails from you or tweets from you that I find interesting, I want to try and respond to them all. Thank you guys so much for listening, and just bear with me. My next podcast will be out in 2 days, on Thursday, and I'm interviewing Cameron Hughes all about wine. So it's like a Wine for Dummies episode. Get excited. Bye, Khaleesi's.